Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it is. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, amazing information from our guest here tonight. If you have questions, we will begin taking your calls this hour. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Of course, their website is www.selfstudycenter.org. And please welcome back one of the authors of the book, Dressed to Kill, Sidney Ross Singer. Sid, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. Amazing stuff. I did not even know there was such a thing as the Intimate Apparel Council, and I had no idea they could really exert so much influence and obviously threatening your publisher and a wide variety of things. But you mentioned when we left off there at the last segment about the bra industry donating money to breast cancer research, which is, I guess, given your research, just probably, nauseating.
Well, you know, Wonder Bra sales, 1 pound for every Wonder Bra was going to this breast cancer Breakthrough Breast Cancer Foundation, which is supposed to look at genetic causes. So you see, this is the way science works, Frank. It's money. You know, somebody's got to fund the research. There's only a certain number of researchers. And if the researchers get money to look at A, B, and C, they don't look at X, Y, and Z. There's just not enough of them out there. So you throw the money where you want them to look. And if they look in a place they're not supposed to, like a lot, I've been told by many doctors who thought this is fascinating, they wanted to look at it, but they were afraid that if they did, they would lose their funding from drug companies that make breast cancer treatment. Now, that might not, that sounds like insane. You know, I was in Australia. We went around the world with this information in 1995 and 96, just going all around the English-speaking world to announce this finding and encourage women to try their own self-study. I mean, you don't need medicine for this, which is why medicine doesn't want to deal with it. You don't need a doctor to tell you to take off your bra. You don't need to go to a surgeon to cut off your bra strap. All you need to do is try your own self-study. Your body will know. Just give yourself a break and loosen up on your bra, wear it less, certainly less than 12 hours a day. If you could do a self-study bra-free and go for a month without a bra, you'll be a different woman, and you'll know for sure whether your bra was hurting you or not, because you'll feel better without the bra. And then you try to put back on the bra that you think right now is no problem, and you'll say, oh, my God, this thing is tight. How did I wear it? And I'm telling you the experience from thousands of women who've contacted us. But the amazing thing is that medicine is still just blacklisting the topic. Doctors are afraid to deal with it. And then there are female doctors who don't want this. They have an immediate defense mechanism. A lot of women, Frank, find the bra to be an important thing for their self-esteem, for their self-image, for their professional image. I knew one woman who ran a lymphedema network doing lymphatic massages. She was a nurse. She understood everything. She agreed with me. Yet she couldn't go without a bra because she felt her professional image required that she had a bra on. Mm-hmm. That's why this is a cultural disease. Women know the bra is hurting them, and they'll still wear it like it's an addiction. And it's hard to break that. And then the women are worried men will reject them. Some feminist women are worried that men will look at them bouncing if they don't have a bra. I mean, they burned them in the 70s for in the 60s and 70s for feminist liberation issues, not for health reasons, but then they stop. And I think it's because feminists don't want men looking at their breasts. They're afraid if they don't wear a bra, it'll raise attention. I think, actually, the experience of a lot of women is the opposite. And, you know, my wife can tell you that. She's standing by.
Sid, if I can jump in here, though, quickly. The music's playing softly in the background. We have another quick break. Amazing how fast it's flying by. Stay with us, though, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Our special guest this evening, one of the authors of the book, Dressed to Kill, Sidney Ross Singer. Sid, welcome back.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. Now, you mentioned your wife was there. Of course, one
yes.
of the your research partner, your wife, and the co-author of the book with you.
Yes,
wonderful.
She is. Soma could talk about the female side of things.
Yeah.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention, that there are a lot of medical doctors, though, naturopathic, chiropractic, that support us. There are websites now, hundreds, about bras and breast cancer, all volunteer. I never spoke with these people. They just have taken it upon themselves. And there's been a huge grassroots movement as women take off their bras, discover that they feel better, that nobody seems to care, and that's what someone will talk about. But I just wanted to give a positive ending to that part of the story, that even though medicine is still putting its head in the sand in terms of the medical industry, there are individual physicians who are ethical and care about health and prevention and have been educating their patients about this.
Absolutely.
So I'm encouraged.
Absolutely. Well, don't go too far. We got a lot of interest, I think, and I have questions for both of you, certainly. But I would be very, very pleased to speak with Soma, of course. Soma, are you there?
Yes, Frank. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I appreciate anybody that's really learns how to think outside the box and of course, comes to amazing conclusions and is willing to share them with people publicly. And I think you guys are real heroes and pioneers in this. And obviously, you've gone through a lot of opposition, a lot of hardship to get this information out there. So I really appreciate this.
Yeah. It's been a struggle, but it's coming along. More and more people are hearing of it. And thanks to you tonight, a lot more people will hear it as well. My experience, I just would really like to, as a woman,
yeah,
encourage other women out there that are hearing this tonight to just give it a try. And I know it's hard. It was hard for me. When I got rid of my bra, I had been wearing one every day of my life for 30 years. The lump in my breast and my husband's encouragement certainly helped me. But once I got rid of my bra, it was a miracle. It was just a miracle. I felt so much better. And as the lump slowly disappeared, you can imagine how good we felt. And breast cancer is a devastating, scary, scary thing for women. And we are convinced that this is causing the majority of cases. And it's so liberating. Let me tell you, it is so liberating to feel like your breast's healthy again and you don't have to worry about cancer.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful thing, and I really want to encourage women. At first, it feels a little strange, and at first you think that you're going to be looked at in a weird way. You know, your breasts aren't where they're supposed to be or shaped the way they're supposed to be, maybe, and It's a cultural thing that women feel they have to have one. But, you know, what I realized is that most people never notice. If they did notice, they didn't care. And it's my body and my health, and that's what's important.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And let me preface this by saying I'm absolutely not being glib in any capacity, but I will say this. In it, I don't know. This is just my way of speaking, which is fairly blunt. When I was younger, I worked at an amusement park that had a water park section, and I will tell you, I will say this: that when it comes to Speedos, no man should wear a Speedo. I don't care how in shape you are or anything else. But at the same time, you can appreciate, I suppose, some support. Support garments. You know, certainly there are some women who are larger breasted than others. So you know, is it possible based on the book? It certainly. And here's another little tidbit, I suppose, on a side note. I dated a gal once who worked at Victoria's Secret, and what she had told me is that, you know, one of the services they offer there is measuring women, that most women, like 90%, wear the wrong size, not just the cup size, but also, you know, the band as well. So right. if it's restrictive garments alone, is it possible, though, for bras to be okay if they're wearing the right size and maybe have a different size for those times of the month when there is some swelling? You know, in that regard, it's not to say necessarily that nobody should wear a bra, is it?
Well, you know, we didn't really study the different types or sizes of bras. Certainly, if 90% of the women, and this is what the bra industry is saying, it's basically saying that 90% of the women are wearing them too tight. So, in other words, if you get a problem from your bra, it's your fault. You're wearing
I see. So they're doing it to shift responsibility.
Yeah, well, a bra is designed to, you know, sort of shape and support and lift. So it's going to apply some pressure. What we tell women is, look, if you really, really feel like you have to wear one, which I understand some women do, if they're large-breasted and they're uncomfortable and they just feel like they just can't go out in public without one, then certainly wear it as loose as possible. But the main thing is, after you take it off, make sure that you don't have any marks or indentations in your skin. That will indicate that it's too tight. And almost every bra will leave that kind of mark, a little red mark or indentation in your skin. Mm-hmm. If you have that, rub it, give it a massage, helps the circulation, because that's what's happening, is it's interfering with your normal circulation in your breast.
Yeah.
That's what you want to avoid. If you're exercising and you feel like you're bouncing too much, a little you know, a little support then would probably be all right. Men wear jock straps when they're exercising sometimes. A woman might want to wear a bra when she's exercising. But take it off afterwards, or at least make sure it's not tight. You wouldn't want to wear a jock strap all the time, right?
No, absolutely not. In fact, with the exception of the fact, see, I played ice hockey for a long time, Soma, and a jock strap when you've got, you know, solid discs of hard rubber being shot at you 100 miles an hour is certainly a good thing to have. But it's for the protection more than the support, although I found them to be relatively not so much on the supportive side of things. But immaterial, I understand exactly what you're saying, and that's kind of what I was getting at. And earlier when we were talking to Sid, and he was mentioning about possibly the underwire aspect being almost like an antenna for electromagnetic frequencies, I think that's really fascinating. And I know that there are different kinds of bras, different styles, different shapes, and obviously things like that. One of your areas of research in your research model looked at all the different indicators in the different areas that are affected by this, and they said that that women who have a higher income rather than lower income tend to get it more. Now, is that simply because of more high-end lingerie that would be obviously you know, probably less comfortable but more societally attractive, I suppose?
Possibly because higher income women will be more conscious of their looks and probably wear a bra longer periods of time.
I see.
Maybe push-up bras or, you know, different styles. They're very fashion-focused. And we discovered in our study that women that were fashion-focused and wanted to meet a certain image, wanted to look their, quote, best at all times, would wear a bra more often and tighter than other women.
I see.
So we think that that's probably the issue here.
Yeah.
The bra industry, by the way, since our study has come out and the book has been around now for some years, the bra industry has recently changed a lot of their styles. They're coming out with wider, looser types of bands, and in fact, at least several, 2 to 3 patents that we know of that are supposed to help the lymphatics. So they are addressing this issue. The bra industry is very concerned. And we don't know whether these are any better. We haven't studied them or looked at them really closely. But the bra industry is definitely taking this seriously. And the styles are changing. And they are coming out with what they call healthier bras. So, you know, things are, it's getting better. It's part of an evolution. But ultimately, I feel personally that it's not even necessary. I mean, our bodies were made to work right, to look right, to be right without support. I mean, we don't need it. I thought I did for all those years. It was just culturally part of what I did without even thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fascinating, you know, for you to be interacting with that gal on the island there who had never seen one before, because, you know, it's really amazing. We talk a lot about conditioning, you know, on this program. People who are conditioned to think a certain way or to view information a certain way. And a lot of it we don't even realize we're being conditioned by, but you're exactly right. I mean, you've got certainly, and this is something we've addressed in conjunction with the dairy industry and doing some shows on milk and other things like that, with all the hormones in the cows and certainly in the chickens as well. And you've got young girls now who are developing breasts way too early and way too big for their age as well. I mean, it's really astounding and shocking and horrifying in a lot of different areas. But, you know, training bras, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like, because obviously I'm a male, but I'd have to think that when girls get into school, you know, I've seen how women interact with each other and certainly how girls interact with each other. There's a lot of competition. You know, who's going to have their period first? Who gets their training bra first? I imagine that because there is such a focus on that in our society, much like what you're talking about, that it is something we're all conditioned by, and really that thought process isn't really there. So I'm so pleased you guys are here to really expose this. Let me ask you to hang on. We got a break, folks. Back in 3.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching. that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. And we have with us the authors of the book, Dressed to Kill. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls here in just a minute or two. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Because there's a commonality, folks, between the restrictive garments and what we're talking about here, this does affect everybody. So whether you wear a bra or you do not, it is important that you understand this phenomenal research by our two guests tonight, Sydney Rossinger and Soma Griesmeyer. Did I say that correct, Soma?
This is Sid right
Sid.
Now. Yes,
welcome
you
back.
You did say Soma's last name correctly.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, before we get into the calls and open up the lines a little bit, I know that Soma had done a lot of the specific questioning with the women in the bra and breast cancer study that you guys had done. And I wanted to ask her a little bit about that specifically, if only because obviously a woman obviously will be more forthcoming to another woman about such things. Soma, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. I wanted to ask you about your questioning in terms of your study. I know you guys spoke to a lot of different women. You asked them some very,
right.
very specific questions. And
right.
As it says in the book, and I concur with that, women for the most part will be more open with other women. What did you learn in what sort of questions were you guys asking?
Well, we were asking questions basically about their attitudes and behaviors regarding their breasts and bras. Whether they they felt comfortable in their bras, how tight they wore them, did they notice any red marks and indentation, why did they wear them, and how long each day, just general questions about their bras. And a lot of women had never really thought much about it. It was at a time when you could just start talking about such issues. A lot of women didn't want to talk about them, and they weren't included in our survey, but those who did were interested and mentioned quite often how uncomfortable they were, or, gee, I wish I didn't have to wear this thing, things like that. A lot of women, though, the ones in the cancer group primarily, were not even willing to think about the bras being tight or uncomfortable. So they did notice red marks and indentation.
I found that to be one of the most interesting things of all is the cancer survivors' views, because it seemed like they were more interested in obviously the look, presumably, you know, whether they were suffering from a mastectomy or something like that. But obviously their shape, their form to people, they wanted it to be, you know, normal, in which case they would be wearing a bra probably almost all the time. Is that pretty
right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we found that in the cancer group, there was a large percentage that wore their bras 24 hours a day. It's not a bra, something like a bra, 24 hours a day. And they felt that they needed to protect their breasts from sagging. And what we discovered, interestingly enough, another group of women in the non-cancer group that were bra-free, still a small percentage, about 5% of the women then when we did our study were bra-free, they commented, and I noticed that they didn't have a problem with saggy breasts. In other words, the bras actually were causing that. And I know a lot of women will say, yeah, but what about those African women with, you know, the breasts that hang down to their waist? Well, there are two reasons for that. One is there are several tribes in Africa that actually hang weights from their breasts to make them long, because that's a fashionable thing for their tribe. Just like the women that put things around their necks to make their necks long, or, you know, they have different aesthetics. And another reason is a lot of these African women will have 10 or more children, and each one of them will be nursed from 3 to 5 years. And nursing that many children for that many years certainly will take its toll on your breast, and it's not going to, you know, but that's not the case for American women.
Yeah.
And what I noticed was that most of the bra-free women, almost all of the bra-free women, had no breast problems or pain or cysts, and their breasts were perky and just healthy and no sagging or problems at all. And some of them were in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the revelation for me.
Wow.
And for a lot of other women, too, who feel like they need that breast for support, that bra for support.
Yeah.
But in reality, what it does is it's an artificial harness, and your body doesn't have the need then to support itself. So it gets flabby, and you end up getting flabby. My breasts, talking personally, were not as firm as I would have liked. And when I took off my bra, I was uncomfortable because they were lower than they should have been on my chest wall, et cetera, how women feel so self-conscious about things like that. But one thing, like I said before, most people didn't notice or care, but my breasts actually did lift up and get firmer with time. Without the bra. And at first, when I ran or jogged or something, it was very uncomfortable. I had to hold my breasts to keep them from bouncing. Now it feels wonderful to just run and move and stretch, and I don't need a bra at all, and it feels very, very comfortable.
That is just, I can't tell you how surprising all that is to me. I don't disbelieve it at all. It's just surprising because, again, just like everything is the first time you hear something. But again, you know, the book is just filled with information and validations on this stuff. Let me ask you guys to hang on. Folks, we'll be back in three, and we'll open up the phone lines to you, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products. They include things such as the salt crystal lamps, which you've heard so much about, skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. You can check out the website for all the information at www.natural-salt-lamps.com. Very, very simple. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. We appreciate them and ask you, of course, to continue to support all of our sponsors and advertisers so we can continue to bring you these programs. Our guest's website is www.selfstudycenter.org. And, of course, the authors of the book, Dressed to Kill, Sid Singer and Soma Griesmeyer, welcome back to both of you. And I appreciate so much all of your time here tonight.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. Do you mind if we take some calls then?
No, let's go for it.
All right, folks. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Get your calls in now while you can. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the fellow who brought this to your attention.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. No tissue. I've been on a rampage about this for about 8 years. At any rate, no tissue movement, no lymphatic system. And there was one woman who pretty much had to wear them when she worked. And so she bought garments to let them move as she walked, and the results were much better and ripped them off as soon as she could. But anyway, my mother, born in 1912, this is the way they used to do it the last century, she first had two different breast boils as a young lady, which had to be lanced. They didn't have antibiotics, extremely painful. And then she developed chronic fibrous cystic disease as a young lady. And her doctor told her to avoid bras and massage the tissue in the area of the tumor, his name for the fibrous cystic. They never recurred.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to go ahead on a little bit of an attack. Now they say to radiate them every year, starting in your 20s. Radiation causes cancer. And they crush the tissue when they radiate, which only serves to spread a cancerous tumor. And if a woman wears them 24/7, these folks found out 2 in 3 chance of developing the disease, higher correlation than smoking and cigarettes and lung cancer. I think I can say a few things in rapid-fire manner that neither you nor your guests will say because of your position or whatever. Anyway, what really irks me is this disease attacks the most prim and proper, primarily Christian women. I consider it a disease from hell. Now, God only knows how many lives your two guests have already saved or how much suffering or how much money the average cost to treat just one case of cancer is over $40,000. Multiply that by 250,000 a year than just in America. The manufacturers of these things say they prevent tissue from sagging. The truth is the opposite. But what's more important anyway? Sagging breasts, or no life, or no wife. Now I want to address you. God only knows how many lives have been saved, or how much suffering has been alleviated, or all the money your show has saved people. You mentioned that you may not have enough money to pay for all 4 hours of shortwave broadcast at less than $100 an hour. That ripped me because the $1 trillion mainstream media and our government and secular charities would prefer that 250,000 American women get stricken with this disease, suffering loss of life, mostly grandmothers and mothers, every year, rather than to tell the simple truth. And I want to address your listeners, and then I'll shut up. I want to talk to you people who listen to this show. This man and his guests and his advertisers have saved your lives, your health, and your money. And I think it's time for us to pony up some bucks, real bucks, to support this man's labor of love, because I have tried to get 3 other WWCR commentators and local radio stations here to tackle this subject for years, and they wouldn't touch it.
Wow.
Now, I'll shut up and let the real experts talk. Thank you, Frank. Tell them how to contribute.
Jim, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You, as usual, are unduly kind.
Perspective.
It's the material, my friend. That's what this is all about. I wouldn't have known about this book or about even the research had I not heard it from you. And, I mean, you remember, I mean, I was, and I admitted this to Sid. I said, look, you know, I laughed. I said, that's crazy.
I thought it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how would we know?
My reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sid,
would you guys like to respond?
Well, I think this is beautiful, what you're saying, and you know, we've experienced how the subject has been avoided and ignored, and it's broken our hearts because, you know, there are 44,000 deaths every year in the U.S. From breast cancer, and, you know, there's a lot more women who get it, and then every year there's 44,000 or so who die. And you multiply that out, since the book has been out in 1995, it's 12 years, there's been about 500,000 U.S. women who've died.
Uselessly.
And it eats us up, because when you have a truth like this, I mean, we feel like we were blessed with this information, and we felt we needed to share it with the world. With our own money, we went around the world, even where there wasn't our book. It wasn't like it was a book tour. We were on a crusade to end this disease, and we went to Fiji and New Zealand and Australia and England and through Europe and throughout the United States and Canada, trying to just beat this drum for women to just loosen up and feel their bodies again and take control over their lives and stop being afraid of a disease that they can prevent by a simple change of clothing habit.
And I think it's up to men to quit ogling women, except it's, unless it's their wife.
I agree, but you know, the other thing is bras. You know, it's not so clear whether a woman is sexier without one or with one. I mean, when a woman is wearing a push-up bra, she's making a point of her breasts. Just, you know, I think that's more of an issue than a woman just being natural the way she was made. The whole breast issue with our culture is an obsession issue. And it's also related to something we haven't talked about, which is, what are breasts for?
Feeding babies.
Nursing babies. And yet we have formula industries that would love women to stop using their breasts the way nature intended, and therefore we're raising all of these people without breast contact, which is also not just for nourishment of food, but for love. I mean, we have raised our son Solomon with of course he breastfed, and there's so much more to breastfeeding than just the transfer of milk. It's a loving, warm thing. And I think the fact that children don't get it in our culture and haven't gotten it since World War II, when they wanted to free women from child raising and put them in factories, and it's never really changed since then. I mean, that was one of the practical reasons they wanted women to stop nursing and give them bottles, because then somebody else could feed your baby.
Yep.
And you know, but then it caused a lot of breast-obsessed people that never got what they wanted. The whole concept of breasts is like twisted. What are they really for? Are they for men to play with, or are they for a biological function that they're not even being used for?
Well, it even extends to what they used to call lazy eye syndrome or something like that, with children who had been bottle fed, always in the same position instead of back and forth between what God gave their mothers, and they would develop what's called lazy eye, because they would fixate on their mother whenever they breastfed or they were bottle fed, and there was this thing where the vision wouldn't develop properly, even as a result of, well, the Lucky Leg has brought this out, but it's the ramifications are awesome if you just look at the numbers since your book came out. And as I said, I've been on a rampage about this for about 8 years. I've had a bunch of my classmates hit with it, and they were the nicest of all of them, and that's what really got me. I said, my God, well, Christian women are being attacked. Prim and proper women are being attacked. But yeah, you've tackled it, and I'll bet you've been through a whole lot since that book was published. I heard that the magazine ELLE was going to do an article on it, and they contacted the underwear manufacturers or association, whatever, and they threatened to sue the magazine.
Mm.
Is this true?
Yeah. You know, I remember something about Elle magazine, and I don't remember. That could very well be. There was stuff like that. We got several times. When the book first came out, we did get a lot of alternative health media. We were in a lot of magazines and TV and radio like crazy, and some newspapers. But it never got to the highest level that it needed to be. Like, we were on things like Hard Copy and Extra, these news magazine-y things. But it was never given the attention like it needs. I mean, there should be a 60 Minutes or a 2020 or some serious expose of what happened. Because a lot of times a newspaper, this one time we were in England, for example, I had just done a satellite hookup with NBC in Houston. NBC in Houston and some other NBC affiliates did four parts of a series during their sweeps months, because this was such a popular thing. And this was back in the in the late 90s, and I did it when we were traveling around the world live via satellite from London. But then I was also interviewed by one of the leading newspapers in England. And what ended up happening was they pulled the story before it came out because they were afraid they were going to panic the public. And there was a lot of, and I think they were more likely going to panic the medical and bra industries, because you look at who's the big advertisers in newspapers, and there's drug ads everywhere, and there are bra ads everywhere. So you're dealing with huge industries.
Well, there's something else. I know right now for a fact by Inside Connections that Canada is studying this right now, because, not that I'm a proponent of socialized medicine, but they have socialized medicine. They want to keep people out of the hospital. Our commercial medical establishment wants to slurp us right into the hospital.
Good point.
Yeah. So at any rate, I know that right now they're doing a quote, more scientific, end quote, rather than just an epidemiological, whatever you want to call it, survey. I think they're doing a long-term study in Canada right now, and they're coming up with the same basic kind of numbers. That's inside information from somebody I know whose dad is a professor at a Canadian university. But yeah, there's some American, somebody I know about it. And he did some looking into it. He's an MD. He has access to various things. And some American universities are doing some independent studies. But the biggest problem with the study is that he who funds the study generally has a great deal of influence on the outcome of the study. So
right.
That always bugs me. But there are some socialized medicine countries looking into this right now. I turned it into a research project a few years ago.
Well, that's really encouraging. Maybe you can contact me off of my website at selfstudycenter.org and you can let me know something about that if you have some insider information, because that's quite encouraging. You know, a lot of the breast cancer foundations, like Susan G. Komen, they're ignoring this. We've spoken with them. We wanted them to deal with this, and they fund a project or something, not with us, but with another party, because we've already done a follow-up study. I didn't mention that yet. We did a follow-up study in Fiji. You know, our first one that's in Dress to Kill was in the United States. Then we went to Fiji and looked at women there, looking for women, cases of breast cancer. See, half the women in Fiji don't wear bras.
Right.
The ones who do are the ones working. And when we went to the health ministry, we wanted to fund a study ourselves and see if we can go around and take some surveys of women with a history of breast cancer and see are they bra wearers or not. I mean, you'd figure if the bra wasn't an issue, and it's a 50-50 culture of bra wearing, then you'd imagine that 50% of the cases of breast cancer, they wore bras, and 50% they don't. If the bra was irrelevant, then it shouldn't matter. You would have it whether they wore one or not. And that was what we were wanting to test. Well,
and the diet was much the same for those who did and didn't.
Yeah, these are people from the same village with
right.
the same genetics. They're
right.
like they're related. And then if one of them works in the resort and they're forced to wear a bra because the resort's owned by some New Zealanders and that's the style they want. I mean, they all want to westernize in these third world countries. And the city people and the teachers and the nurses, they're the ones wearing bras. And the health ministry said, you know, they're the ones who are getting breast cancer. This theory makes so much sense. They were so encouraged. And we couldn't find one case of women there out of breast cancer that was in a non-bra-wearing woman. They all were bra-wearers. We went in and discovered over 20 cases. It was hard to find. Fiji never had breast cancer before World War II. And in fact, all the South Pacific countries and Japan. Japan was the only first world country that didn't have breast cancer, and that's because bras are not traditional Japanese clothing. Only until after World War II, and now recently when they've been westernized more and more, now Japanese women who are typically small-breasted, and breasts just were not an issue for Japanese men, now, I guess they were more into theater. I don't know what they were into, but now they're getting into breasts, and women are getting implants, and they're getting bras. Oh, by the way, that's another thing we didn't talk about, breast implants.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you if there's a connection there, because it would seem, and this is just my take on it, it would seem that most women who have implants have relative stability and wouldn't think of a bra necessarily as being required for sport, because obviously what you're looking at is something unnatural and therefore maybe not requiring support from an undergarment. So I wondered if women who had implants had less, if they didn't wear a bra, if they had less, you know, occasions of cancer.
Well, you know, I spoke with a doctor about that, and he said that this is really interesting. I haven't been able to verify it. But it was that the Corning people who were dealing with whether the implants were causing cancer or not commented that it was not the implant, it was the bra. And I think what ends up happening is some women with implants still wear a bra.
Yeah.
Even though they shouldn't. And in fact, some doctors, because they're heavy, you know,
yeah.
And some doctors will say after they give them implants, they say don't wear a bra because you'll pressurize the breast and destroy the implant. I mean, what about the breast?
that's true too, absolutely.
Well,
but if you imagine you have this hard thing inside the breast, and then you put a bra on the outside, it's going to be a double whammy.
That's very true.
Pressure. And I think the implants wouldn't be good anyway. I mean, as soon as a woman starts with implants, she's got a lifetime of dealing with her breasts and surgery, because the implants can leak and shift, and there's fibrous tissue that develops. They might have to get them taken out and put in new ones. And I mean, I think they should get their heads examined. And I think that's what. before they get implants. I think that's one of the worst aspects of medicine. Not only do they want to disempower you, not only do they want to drug you for life and tell you you got these conditions you're not going to get better for, and you got to take drugs for the rest of your life, which I think is a scam, and I wrote about that. But they also have cosmetic surgery, which just panders to women's insecurities and men's. And all surgery is dangerous. All surgery, you have anesthetics involved, which can kill. You have the risk of infection, and then you have all the other side effects that can happen. And that's just for a condition that's completely unnecessary. It's fashion. It's like we're taking women, and instead of making the fashions fit the woman's body, we're going to change your body to make you fit the fashion.
Well, the empirical evidence which you gathered is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard it, it was, I think, 1999. I laughed it off and says, that's nuts. I looked into it. It got more interesting. I'll let some other people in here because, as I said, I've been aware of it for a long time. I can only thank God and you folks and Frank and hopefully more of his supporters for the good work. I'll let you guys go, okay?
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it. Folks, please stay with us. We have a short break. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
What it's all about. I got soul and I'm super got a move that tells me what to do.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. It certainly is this evening. And our special guest tonight, the authors of the book Dressed to Kill, Sydney Ross Singer, Soma Griesmeyer. Welcome back to both of you, and I certainly appreciate it. I just talked to Manny, and you guys have agreed to finish out the show with us tonight. I appreciate that very much.
Well, we're having a wonderful time. I hope you have a lot of listeners that are getting the message and sharing it with their friends.
I certainly hope so as well. Again, folks, our phone number 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, Sydney. In Sonoma, is it?
Soma.
Soma?
Yes.
Okay. I got rid of my bra back in 1989. Frank knows I drink contaminated water, and I get cysts under my armpits and in my just below the groin area.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor told me to get rid of the bra and the underwear. Well, that helped extensively, but I had to take some sea minerals to help it along. And then, of course, I got to tell you, Frank, Lee's machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not use, I quit using fabric softener back then because that is formaldehyde.
Mm.
I tell everybody, pardon me?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I tell my friends, people come here and I tell them, no perfume clothing, no perfume on, I can't tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sleep in clothes softened with fabric softener, you're embalming yourself because you sleep in those sheets and everything. And if you get the soap out of your clothes, they're soft anyway.
Wow.
And because I only use Miracle 2 soap, and I use what's called the laundry ball, and I don't have a problem, but it took 8 washings to get the soap out of my clothing. When I used laundry soap.
Wow. Sid, that's gels with what you've been saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our world is toxic. You know, and all of that stuff that's on your skin, anything that you know, not just soaps, people should realize when you apply lotions, deodorants, antiperspirants, which are really bad, and any other chemical you apply to your skin, it's just like eating it. You're dealing with, the chemical is going to soak in and has to go out. You have to eliminate it again. It's a toxic substance, and that's when you got to be sure that your body isn't constricted anywhere where you can't eliminate it from that part of your body, which, you know, as you mentioned before, it's not just bras, tight belts, girdles, tight underwear. You know, anything tight that you wear is going to interfere with circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So in this toxic world, you need to circulate your body and flush it out as much as you can.
Wow.
My underwear wasn't tight, but what happened, one of the cysts I got went into my groin and I had to have surgery. But it wasn't from being tight, maybe a little too loose, but I gotta tell you, I want your wife, is it, to know? I'm 62.
Yes.
I'm 60. Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I'm 62 years old and I lay down and my breasts stand up proud as a peacock.
That's great. Also, so, what I would recommend for any type of cyst, massage is so important.
I can't hear you.
Yeah,
you're breaking up.
It's cutting out a little bit because of the music playing. Let me ask you you all to hang on. Folks, we have to pause here for a brief station ID. We're back in 90 seconds with the final hour of the show. And, of course, more of your calls at 800-313-9443. Please stay with us. We're back in just a minute.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's